The White House is hanging a help wanted sign for coders, developers, and people who know data. The administration wants to bring people, the private sector experts, to work on a handful of projects to open data to the masses. Now, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details of the new Presidential Innovation Fellows Program. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Ruben.
So what projects will the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program focus on?
Well, there are five projects the White House is asking for help on from experts from the private sector. The projects are both citizen or consumer-focused, but also would have a pretty big impact on the way agencies meet their mission in very specific ways. Now, Todd Park is the Federal Chief Technology Officer. He says the first one deals with the federal acquisition process.
RFPEZ, this team will come in and in 6 months prototype a new process and platform that enables the federal government to do business much more easily with startups and vice versa. Innovative, high-growth small companies, which will create a new emerging market for startups called the U.S. government, and actually give our programmers access to the best, lowest-cost, highest-impact tools, save taxpayers money, and deliver better results for the American people.
Now, the theme of this RFP Easy project, which is basically the theme throughout this whole, all these projects, is to make it easier for the citizens to work with the government and, if you will, vice versa. A second project is another attempt down that same path, but it's also something that's been tried time and again, but with limited success.
We want to end the era where there are literally thousands of websites you have to go to interact with your government, right? So just as one example, just for federal student aid alone, right, just actually managing that process. If you're a student, you have to go to 14 different websites for federal student aid. There's one website to learn about what your options are. There's another website to actually apply for aid. There's another website to manage your loans. There's another website to learn how to refinance your aid. What the far goes up with that? So MyGov is an effort to bring together a team to rapidly prototype a new way for citizens to interact with their government, to create a streamlined, intuitive, citizen-centric system that allows me as an American to access the information and services relevant to me and to critically provide feedback to the government.
Now, the Bush administration tried to reduce the number of clicks or the number of clicks to service how many times you have to visit the website. This was under the Quicksilver eGov program, and they've had limited success. The Gov Benefits program is one that comes to mind. It's something that brought a bunch of websites together to make it easier for citizens to find the benefits they potentially are qualified for. So this is going down very similar paths, trying to try this once again. I think one difference around this one versus some other ones is the short time frame. They're looking at 6 months, and they're really trying to pull in designers who both understand the user experience, the information architecture. They're looking for people in the community who understand how to get the critical participation, and they're trying to bring in engineers who can, you know, understand agile collaborative development and web standards.
And Jason, let me just ask you a quick question here. Did they name any particular sites in the commercial field that they thought were good models for all of this?
They didn't go into any specifics about, hey, this does it well. But you've heard them time again point to things like Amazon, or you hear them point to things like other major sites that do a better job at taking a lot of different data and presenting it in a very easy to use way.
Okay, now
so
the three other projects.
That's the goal.
Okay, tell us about the three other ones.
Three other ones very quickly. There's a mobile payment platform that's going to be basically for USAID and Agency for International Development to improve how they make payments to support foreign policy, developmental assistance, or even government or commercial activities. Currently, a lot of that aid comes in cash. And in fact, Todd Park, the CTO, tells a story about a pilot program in Afghanistan where in one province, the police were getting paid electronically now, and they're seeing a full 100% of their paycheck instead of 70%, which when they were paid in cash. Park said basically 30% went to some kind of middleman, and now the policemen are much obviously happier and it's much safer. Another project is expanding the use of what they call the Blue Button to all Americans. The Blue Button was the first developed by the Defense Department and the Veterans Affairs Department to let service members and veterans take their health data electronically to doctors and other providers. The goal of this new project under the CTO is to make it easier for all Americans basically to do the same, port their electronic health records. The fifth project is around open data. This is really building on data.gov. And the successes with GPS and NOAA has found with you know putting weather data out into the commercial world. The goal of the Open Data Initiative is to focus on a bunch of new areas, health, energy, education, public safety, and the nonprofit sectors. What what the CTO Todd Park wants to do is release data, stimulate uses, and get more commercial people involved. Now, Park and federal CIO Stephen Van Roeckel announced this Innovation Fellows program along with the digital management strategy yesterday during a presentation at the TechCrunch conference in New York City.
Now, Jason, the White House wants coders, developers, other types of experts. Where will they come from, and how long does this whole program expect it to last?
I think that's the big question that people just don't know who's going to apply. In the end, the White House wants to bring in 15 people by July, and they'll work anywhere from 6 to 12 months. And, in fact, Park describes the type of person he wants using a little bit of colorful language.
Basically, what we're looking for is badass innovators, the baddest ass of the badasses out there, to come in the government for focused 6 to 12-month tours of duty to partner with our best innovators on game-changing projects. And in the mashup of citizen and government innovators, the idea is to work in a lean startup mode to score a lot of points and deliver significant results within 6 months. We are here at TechCrunch Disrupt looking for a few good women and men to come serve their country, to code, design, create, and kick ass for America.
Now, Park says the type of person he wants is the type of person who would be among the first five you would hire if you were going to start, you know, do a startup. So, I mean, that's the type of person he wants. Big thinkers, lots of experience. Now, all these positions are compensated. How much, one may ask? Well, the White House doesn't say. But obviously, it's got to be at least market rates because they're not going to find people if they're going to pay them $100 a month or something like that. Park says in the next few weeks they will select those fellows and they'll start by July and they have to commit for at least 6 months. Now, if you can't commit for 6 months and if you can't work in D.C. full time, Park says, hey, we'll still take your advice, your expertise, your mentoring, your participation. They'll just be on a different level. So they're really opening this up to a very wide number of people.
Speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, how likely is it the White House will actually get these people into the program so quickly?
It's interesting. I think that they've been building momentum over the last few years. So I think that they have a pretty good shot at really filling up these 15 spots. Now, there are only 6 to 12 months. I could see some people coming in from Silicon Valley or even locally and take a leave of absence or a sabbatical from their jobs to get in here. And I think a lot of companies would see that as a big feather in both their employees' cap but their company's cap. And remember, the White House has been building momentum for the private sector participation. In fact, Todd Park describes it, the increase in popularity and what the government's data palooza over the last few years.
We've been doing meetups, hackathons, and data paloozas to get the word out about the data. The data paloozas are events where, in partnership with or other organizations like Institute of Medicine, we've been issuing open calls for any innovator who's built something awesome with our data to present that innovation via TED-style talk at a national data palooza. And what's been happening is that actually more and more folks have been throwing their hat into the ring. The first data palooza had 20 companies exhibit. The second data palooza had 50. The third data palooza, which is happening June 5th and 6th in D.C., has 230 companies throwing their hat in the ring to showcase their data-powered innovations, products, and services. About 100 will be selected through an American Idol-style bake-off process where patients and doctors and community leaders are actually selecting the best ones.
Now, Park made his case yesterday at the TechCrunch conference, a room filled with 20-somethings. He was obviously energetic. In some ways, he was trying to be inspiring. But I think what will maybe convince people more than anything to come to the government is what Park says about his own career.
The most entrepreneurial experience I've ever had, has been the last 2.5 years serving in the United States federal government. First as CTO of the U.S. Department of Health and Services, and now actually for the last 7 weeks as CTO of the U.S.
And remember, this comes from someone who started and sold several businesses in the U.S. and overseas, all focused on healthcare. So I think what he was trying to do is basically inspire this group of 20-somethings and 30-somethings to come work for the government, even for a short amount of time. Obviously, we're going to have to see how successful he is over the next few months. Now, this fellows program, obviously, and the digital management strategy is ambitious, it's aggressive, and it depends on really getting the right people. But what's interesting, and let me just point this out, that what I thought was very interesting is all these projects are slated to have a deliverable by January. Now, we all know what's going to happen in November. There's a big election of some kind. And potentially, if President Obama loses, this group of people will be out the door. And their goal, I think, is trying to get some change made before the end of the administration.
Now, Jason, my question is, there's a lot of theater in all this. Yesterday, Todd Park talking at TechCrunch and using colorful language. But on the other hand, if you want to create a mobile application to be able to pay police officers electronically, and you want that done in 6 months, why not just go through the standard acquisition process? You could get that done probably in 6 months by anyone who wants to offer their programming services.
You mean get the award done in 6 months, right?
Well, I think get the project done in 6 months. There is a fast-track mechanism now, isn't there?
I think that the government has shown, and I think that, that a lot of the reason around both this Fellows program, but also the digital strategy, and if you look at the digital strategy very closely, they'll see that, that the rapid acquisition is the key to a lot of it. And the government obviously has not done a good job over the last few decades with rapid acquisition. And the times they have, I mean, if, could you imagine, let's just use a hypothetical, USAID puts a RFP out through a GSA schedule, they make an award, and it's a pretty big award, and it gets protested, and it gets hung up. What they're trying to do is, I don't want to say circumvent the acquisition process, but they're trying to find a different path to get something done that can really make a difference. So I think from what they're trying to do in a short amount of time with some expertise is just try something different. You know, kind of throw a little bit of spaghetti against the wall and see how well it sticks.